Killerson auf Flux FM und sein Stückchen Wrong. Der Künstler aus Frankreich, der heute Abend eben auch stattfinden wird im Rahmen der Schickschnack Festival Party. Er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio, der Beatmaker und MC, der eben seine aktuellen Tracks heute vorstellen wird in Berlin. Wir sprechen über englischsprachige Rhymes im französischen Hip-Hop-Game. Wir sprechen vielleicht auch über die gesellschaftliche Bedeutung des Genres in Frankreich und im Rest der Welt. Finden nochmal raus, welche Tracks für die Show heute Abend eingeplant sind. Und wir werden für das Konzert die allerletzten Tickets auch noch verlosen im Anschluss an unser Gespräch. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome, bienvenue Marcus.
Hey, merci, thank you, danke.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here today and this is my very first time in Berlin.
Wow.
Yeah. And I kind of like this city. I've only had a little tour, but I'm sure I'm gonna love it.
Yeah, I think the city's gonna love you back, man. I have a good feeling.
I hope so, thanks.
But you've played in Hamburg, I think, once?
Yes, I did. Back in September.
Yes?
Yeah.
At the Reeperbahn Festival.
Yeah, that's it. That was awesome.
How was that?
Yeah, that was awesome. Definitely. Yes. It was like a small venue, like small cozy
nice.
Venue. There was some proximity with the crowd and they did respond in the cool way.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. I think Hamburg is a pretty cool city. I mean, in comparison to Berlin, it sucks a bit, but it's still good. It's still good.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your new EP, Strange the World, part 2. It's going to be released in January,
that's
right? And it's the third EP. You've put out 3 EPs in a row, 2016, 2017, and 2018 is going to be another one.
Yep.
What's the reason for you being in love with the EP format so much? or is it just a coincidence thing that it's not an LP yet?
I think it's a coincidence because I'm not really fond of EPs, but for now it was the format that I preferred the most.
Mm-hmm.
But what's coming next is an LP.
Yeah.
But right before that, we'll have several tracks, you know, released during the year. Like, you know, I don't know how many singles I'll drop,
cool.
But, you know, I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to drop a lot of stuff.
It seems as if you have enough information on your mind that you want to spread.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't seem as if you were going out of rhymes and out of ideas.
No, I'm not.
You're not running out
of them. It's only the beginning, so I've got a lot of stuff to say. I've got a lot of stuff to do and a lot of energy to spread.
Yeah, and I think it's the right time for young artists who have a lot to say and have a lot to do to emerge and do say the things that they have to say, you know what I'm
cool.
saying?
Yeah.
Because in the times like this, it's really important that there's young artists with a voice and with an opinion about things.
True.
I'm really happy that you're one of those guys.
I'm trying to.
When you first started within the hip hop business, you were a b-boy basically. You were a dancer. You were dancing and connecting with hip hop in that way for the first time. How important is that for you to be like part of different scenes? I mean, the one does say that hip hop is made of 4 elements, right? B-boying, scratching, and
okay, rap,
DJing, rapping, yeah. And breakdancing.
Yeah.
So you're at least
prepped
with
2. Let's say, well, I'm not really a b-boy, but I've got some techniques coming from the b-boy thing, from breakdancing. We call it hip-hop new style.
Cool.
It's actually a type of dance which mixes different styles of hip-hop dancing. So you've got some popping, you've got some locking, you've got some breakdancing.
Lovely.
You've got some hype.
Yes.
Actually, the first love I've ever had was music.
Mm-hmm.
It remains music, but it was easier for me to start over with dancing because I've always wanted to make some music, but, you know, dancing, because my mom is a dancer as well.
Yeah, choreographer, right?
Yeah, she's a choreographer and a pretty awesome performer. And I've met a lot of hip-hop dancers. This is how I met one of my crews,
yes.
Which is called Wanted Posse. It's
yes.
like a renowned, a worldwide known hip-hop.
Yeah.
Crew. They were the first French crew to ever win the Battle of the Year.
Yes.
I guess you're kind of aware of the Battle of the Year.
Yes.
So this is why my name is Killerson, actually.
Okay.
Because you've got Yuk-san, Mart-san,
yeah.
Kim-san. Like, this is the way to, you know, this is our mark of membership.
Yeah, sure. I totally get that. So it's a family thing that's happening there.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, on two levels, like the real family and the hip-hop family, they're coming together.
Yeah, that's it, because I work with my family as well.
Yeah, but it's a super interesting way to approach music, I think, because when you learn to dance, you have to learn about rhythm, you have to learn about phrasing, you have to learn about where to put your... put your stamp onto the beat. So it's an interesting way to get into music. Another interesting thing about your art is that you do only rap in English, although you're from France, and French is a good way, a good language, I think, for rapping. There are many, many great artists, and even if you do not understand all of the words, one does feel that there's a certain flow.
You feel the vibe.
Yeah, and there's a certain flow to French. I think it's easier to have a nice sounding French hip hop artist in your ear than a German one, because German is really... it's really hard.
Okay.
And there are people who have a certain flow, but it's hard to get there, I think, in German. But what are the reasons for you to do it in English? Is it like a phonetic thing that you think it sounds better? Or is it a business decision, maybe? Because
no,
you want to conquer the world, basically?
Yes, but this came after. It's mostly a life experience thing, because I grew up listening to a lot of music, and 90% of these artists were... English-speaking artists, actually. And when I started listening to hip-hop, I was a toddler.
Uh-huh.
I was not 8 or 10 or 15, so I was not really paying attention on the language itself.
Yeah.
And so it felt normal, actually.
Cool.
It was, natural.
Cool. And I think that's maybe the secret... for an artist that wants to go for a successful thing in English language, you have to kind of like get in touch with the language at a very early age, because the melodies of the language and the way how to pronounce stuff, it's like it comes natural.
Yeah. It has to become a natural thing.
Yeah.
Actually, it has to be inside your body, inside your tongue, let's say.
Yeah, totally. You do have a label imprint, your own label imprint, where you put out your music.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plans for that? Are you going to be a label man one day and put out other artists from
Paris? Yeah, we are already starting, developing new artists.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've got a new electronic producer. And we've got a first single dropping like pretty soon.
Cool.
With a music video. So it's like electronic fusion music. So the first single is a bit of blues and soul with electronic sound.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's quite amazing. And I do invite you guys, We'll send it over.
Yeah, we'll send it over, definitely. And I really think the mixture of modern production values and old school soul and blues music is like a modern thing right now. It's happening all over the place.
Definitely.
And it has a reason, because it's good. I think it sounds good. Cool. So have you met Kid Francescoli yet?
Because earlier.
Yeah, but he does have some pretty interesting beats as well. He's a good producer as well. Maybe,
Maybe
you should one day... do something together, because you've met at Flux FM, you know?
Yeah.
Remember when we met back there? That was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Now, you have promised us that you won't want to perform a song live.
Yeah, let's do this.
So I have a beat here. It's the beat for Blow, a beautiful new song with a brilliant video. It's a bit scary, though, but brilliant.
Thanks.
I love the video for
Thanks
Blow.
Thanks a lot,
Das könnt ihr euch mal angucken, Killer Sun mit Blow im Internet. Wir hören jetzt eine Live-Version dieses Stückes. You got your headphones on. Are you ready for this?
Yo.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Killer Sun mit Blow live auf Flux FM.
Defining migrants as animals is desperately normal. Media called the city of Cali a jungle. People trust people like fatality trust. Hope a poisonous fearful flame keeps on blazing the votes. Today your neighbors smile at you, tomorrow your neighbors they gon' spit at you. I thought it was a really far away option, like Davy Duke converted in Islam. Thought I'd ever finally get a question, like neo-Nazis is as our nations on our hand like. I was okay when I see hatred in love with today our hand like. I was okay when I see division, unite divisions, I ain't like. I was okay when I see cliche misguided, what we say, I ain't like. I was okay when I see misconception motivated, attention not all, ayy. Ayy, tomorrow seems so cold, ayy. It past impossible seems so close, ayy. Don't want our life to turn into a survival. But if so, my weapon's ready to blow. If I want they love a black girl, white girl, mixed girl, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish. Please don't bother, don't glare at me like a Hitler. I sun and leaders, my tempo is shitty, what you look for, but I'm weak, so we go to war. You was a neighbor and a dear friend too, now you a traitor. Oh, now you show the true you. When you hear that a witch want to board abortion, it's a rebirth for your satisfaction. When you hear his fences to fortifications, Murphy's jumping high, they Jordan, huh? I ain't like, oh, well, okay, when I see hatred, they long for today. I ain't like, oh, well, okay, when I see division, unite divisions. I ain't like, oh, well, okay, when I see cliche, man's got it, what we say. I ain't like, oh, well, okay, when I see misconceptions, what have been intentions. Now, oh, hey, tomorrow seems so cold. And past the possible seems so close. Ay, don't want our life to turn into a survival, but if so, my weapon's ready to blow. Ay, ay, chula, so boom.
What the fuck?
That was great, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Wow. What a performance. Killer Song auf Lux FM. Und die Live-Variante von Blow. Unbedingt auch nochmal angucken, das Live-Video. So, what's the setup for tonight's show gonna be? You're gonna be on your own? You're gonna be dancing?
I'm gonna be on my own. I'm gonna be dancing. I'm gonna be on my machines. I've got a APD. No, APD. How do you say that? APC, yeah,
nice.
APC 40, and yes. You know, I've got like a lot of effects and stuff, and it's gonna be pretty cool. A lot of interpretation as well.
Lovely.
It's more of a show than a concert, let's say.
Cool.
You know,
I mean, if the energy is kind of like the same that we had right now,
yeah, it is.
I'm already looking forward
it
to
is,
it.
It is. I do invite everyone to come, and you guys can win some tickets.
Yes,
if you guys listen to Flux.
Yes, that's totally
FM,
true.
Right.
They have to keep on listening for a little bit more because I have to talk to Kid Francescoli, and then we're going to give away some tickets for tonight's show. Marcus, it was a great pleasure to meet you. Have great fun at tonight's show.
Thanks.
And as soon as you come back to Berlin, you visit us again.
Of course.
I wanted to do more of this. Thank you, man.
Definitely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.